Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. The third annual Philly Bike Ride attracts thousands to the Art Museum area, a portion of South Philly, and along the river drives. Yesterday, participants were picking up their ride packets near the starting line on Aiken's Oval. KYW's John McDevitt was there, too.
We got our rider kit with your number on it.
Danielle Berman-Ruiz is a spokesperson with Philly Bike Ride.
After the ride, you can look up your number on our website and you can find photos of yourself. Very important to wear that on your front. Then you got your helmet sticker, same deal, same number. Then you've got your water bottle, a lime green Philly Bike Ride water bottle, looks awesome.
Roberta Chase is from the Graduate Hospital area. It's her third Philly Bike Ride.
And I'm looking forward to this year. But the other thing is, it supports the Bicycle Coalition, where I'm a member. They do wonderful work. I wanted to support them. So fun, support, and happy people all around. You get to meet new people.
Organizers stress this is a ride, not a race, and encourage these 6,000 or so participants of all ages and levels to stop at places along the way to take in the sights of the city. Registered riders can take part in a 7.6-mile car-free course or continue on to complete a 20-mile course.
There have been several people killed or hurt in hit and runs over the past several weeks in Philadelphia. It seems as if it's happening more often, but police say the numbers are actually down from this time last year. An accounting from KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
This week, there was a woman in a wheelchair struck and killed by a car in East Fairmount Park. Another woman died when a car hit her at 5th and Indiana in North Philly. They are two of nearly 30 people struck and killed this year by drivers who left the scene. So far this year, there's been 10 fewer victims than last year. Over the weekend, three Penn Presbyterian nurses were injured when a car ran them over as they were trying to care for a shooting victim. 2021 recorded the highest number in recent years, with more than 900 people struck by cars and hurt. Authorities say it's not necessarily a crime to strike a person as long as you stay at the scene and render aid in some way. It's when you drive off that you're committing a crime.
Just days after Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Detective Monica Mosley was killed inside her home, New Jersey Governor Murphy has signed a new law that strengthens penalties for home invasions. More from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
This bipartisan legislation signed into law by Governor Murphy creates new penalties for home invasions and home burglaries. Murphy says every resident deserves to feel safe in the state, especially at home.
And if such a crime is committed by an individual carrying a firearm or a deadly weapon, this law will ensure that they face even stronger penalties. It will extend to juveniles. It will give judges an enormous amount of latitude as it relates to juveniles.
Murphy says this is yet another commitment his administration has made to public safety while also upholding the promise of a stronger, fairer state for everyone.
We need to reject the notion that fairness comes at the cost of vigilance. That is a false trade-off.
Under this law, home invasions are considered first-degree offenses with prison terms of 10 to 20 years. Residential burglaries are a second-degree offense with 5 to 10 years. The key distinction between the two is the presence of a weapon or if residents are harmed during the robbery.
Philadelphia police want to put names with faces of four suspects captured on video after a West Philadelphia homicide over the summer. More from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Police have released video showing four suspects running away after the shooting death of 30-year-old Tyree Allen at 54th and Walnut early on the morning of August 6th. Police say Allen was in his car when the four men in a stolen Jeep Grand Cherokee pulled up and fired. Both cars crashed a block away, and video shows the four running from the scene. Two of them hide from police on the front porch of a home, and the video clearly shows the tattoos on the right arm and hand of one of the men. You can see the video on our website, kywnewsradio.com.
Broad Street Love, formerly known as Broad Street Ministries, and Love City Brewing have teamed up to create a new beer. KYW's Sunny Morgan tells us the goal is to help bring more compassion into the community.
Staff from both Broad Street Love and Love City were on hand to introduce their collaboration drink to happy hour customers at Love City's brewery on Hamilton Street in Callahill. Guests had an opportunity to try a 10-ounce pour of the new craft beer called Love Your Neighbor if they donated an unopened pair of socks or underwear for Broad Street Love's free clothing boutique. Both the nonprofit and the brewing company felt their similarities made the collaboration a no-brainer, according to Love City co-owner Melissa Walter.
Our teams are just too aligned to not do that. So it was a long process of, you know, talking about the beer, talking about what the branding was going to be, talking about the messaging that we wanted to put out, and we're so excited to release that tonight.
Larry Downey, the director of development for Broad Street Love, says after their rebrand from the Broad Street Ministry, the first place he thought of was Love City. Downey says the beer label goes with the running theme of love and compassion.
To create a visual, the beer label really is the Broad Street Love logo, which is a heart made out of three diamonds, and the bottom diamond is a QR code, and that QR code can be scanned, and it takes the drinker to a landing page that gives them options to take action.
The QR code on every can directs to a landing page where people can donate to the nonprofit and help the local unhoused population. The link also shows how to get involved and volunteer. Downey hopes a collaboration can shine a light on Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week in November.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.